Well, hey there, this is Danny Sunshine Bauer, host of the number one downloaded podcast for school leaders, Better Leaders, Better Schools. This is a bonus episode, so I'm going to cut and not do my normal intro. What I do want you to know, this is really important. Listen, I released another podcast called the School Leadership Series. There's two ways you could really listen to it. Actually, there's more than two, but it is available where you get Better Leaders, Better Schools. So the first point, my website, betterleadersbetterschools.com, iTunes, and then everywhere else. But what I want to point out here is that you can also get this by enabling the skill via Amazon. This is a morning brief. So if you, the listener, have an Amazon Echo, you can get the School Leadership Series there and tell Alexa to play it automatically during your morning routine. All right, so enough about the School Leadership Series. The goal is to inspire, encourage, and challenge you, the listener, the school leader, that's looking for just a little bit of more inspiration, encouragement, and challenge, like I just said. After this intro, I'm going to just smash together the first five episodes. That's just in case you haven't heard it yet. But I want to encourage you, get it on Amazon Echo if you have that device, or if you're listening to iTunes or wherever, search iTunes for School Leadership Series, click subscribe. It's a new podcast. It's 5 minutes or less. It's just me, just wanting to inspire, encourage, or challenge. This is Danny Sunshine Bauer. Enjoy this preview of the School Leadership Series. Bye-bye for now. Well, this is the first show, so I figured I would introduce myself to people new to Danny Sunshine Bauer and what I do. I have nearly two decades of experience in education. Started as a classroom teacher, focused on language arts, reading, and high school English. Also taught AVID. I'm a huge fan of word games, so I love anagrams, where you take a word, you mix around the letters, and then form as many words as possible. That is the story behind creating my social media handle, which doesn't make a lot of sense. It's Alien Earbud. But if you know me and you know what I love to do, you know that an anagram for Daniel Bauer, my given name, is Alien Earbud. And that's how I created my social media handles. I have worked at Central Office at the Chicago Public Schools as an AVID district coach, serving nearly somewhere between 20 and 30 schools, their admin teams, their teacher teams, and the students within the AVID program. That experience was a huge aha moment for me, because serving so many different schools through the west and south of the city of Chicago, the third largest school district in the nation at the time, it really gave me a sense of how important school leadership is, and that I probably need to step into that role, because I thought I could do it at a high level. Prior to becoming a school leader, I spent some time as an instructional coach. Then I moved into the assistant principalship before becoming a principal. I've also served over three summers in Umtata, South Africa, working with a school and developing their teachers and administrators. Currently, I'm the host of three podcasts or audio shows that you listen to. This one, the School Leadership Series, which is that weekday bite-sized inspirational message, Better Leaders, Better Schools, and the View from the Top podcast. A quote that absolutely guides my life comes from Bill Hybels, and he says that everybody wins when a leader gets better. I started Better Leaders, Better Schools in 2015, and now it has over 200,000 downloads and has become the most popular show available for school leaders. I run virtual workshops. I've been speaking at conferences and schools. I facilitate four mastermind groups that meet weekly online with nearly 40 members from five countries around the globe. And that's a bit about me. In each show, I'm going to offer a challenge. And you could share your answer to the challenge with me via email, daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com, or give me a shout on social media anywhere, @AlienEarbud. And today's challenge is to really consider this question. What are you doing to develop yourself? Today is Tuesday, so that means it's a Tuesday Q&A. You could submit your question at betterleadersbetterschools.com/questions. Today's question is from an anonymous source. When you calendar a block of time for a parent or teacher issue, and it's going way over because they need to vent, what's the balance of not blowing away the rest of your appointments, but hearing out the parent and teacher? So time is all up to you, right? It is in terms of how intentional you are with that time. And there are going to be impromptu emergency meetings where you need to hold the space, so to speak, and really give 100% attention and presence to the person sitting across the table. That is a really difficult soft skill, I think, to develop, to know when it is appropriate to spend that much time with one person or a group of people, and when you need to move on just because they want you to solve their problem. So being able to decipher between the two experiences is really important to develop. As a leader, please remember that you are there to serve, right? You're there to serve the parents, teachers, students, and your community. And so their priorities become your priorities. But it's a balance. Like much of leadership, you also need to be intentional about what your priorities are as well. If you don't protect those, they'll never get done and you won't be effective in your role. So how can you be a little more intentional and respect your priorities? A few things I've learned to help me avoid runaway meetings: set the agenda and expectations ahead of time. Agenda set, here's the time that we allow. And hey, just so you know, I have this other class observation or meeting or whatever that I'll need to run to. So we need to be really focused on solutions and productive during the time we have allotted. If you know it's going to be a potentially hostile or explosive situation, lay the ground rules too in how you're going to operate. How are you going to communicate? Is there a talking piece, kind of like restorative practices, and somebody holds some type of totem or something so that they are the only one speaking and everybody's actively listening, rephrasing, reflecting before it's their opportunity to speak? Reschedule if things are going long. And you could just say this: listen, this is a really important topic to me. You're very important to me. We need to spend some more time going through this, but I have to run to this other appointment. We need to reschedule, all right? Set the ground rules too in terms of some assumptions. I'm going to assume that we both want what's best for this student or for the school, et cetera. You know, if you cast a vision that we're all on the same team, that usually brings the guard down just a little bit and keep things solution focused and look for win-win opportunities. But what about impromptu meetings, right? Well, I think you could be intentional with them as well. When you give space to the fires and the emergencies that arise, when people don't see you as the one who solves all the problems and you give them the gift of solving problems themselves, it's amazing how many of these impromptu meetings diffuse themselves and the fires extinguish themselves. I think you can also be intentional with impromptu meetings. Seems a little counterintuitive based on the definition of impromptu, but if you block off in calendar time and communicate this, if you have the luxury of having an admin assistant, or at the very least telling your main office staff and your leadership team, here's when I could be interrupted. I'm doing email and I'm working on payroll and, you know, lower level administrative tasks. You know, feel free to interrupt me at this time if we need to discuss something. Getting everybody clear on when those times are is really important. Today's challenge is to schedule impromptu meeting times in your calendar, communicate that to your team, and be available. I called this office hours, and people knew exactly where I would be located and when I would be located in those areas so I could serve. Today's inspirational message comes from Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I'm currently reading chapter 4, and that has to do with win-win cultures. And there's a couple quotes that I want to share that I find really meaningful. Actually, one quote: "We have committed the golden rule to memory. Let us now commit it to life." And this is from Edwin Markham. And when I was reading the chapter this morning on Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, win-win is rooted in a place of abundance and not scarcity. And what kind of person are you? Optimistic, pessimistic? Do you see things as abundant in terms of opportunity, or that there's only a few opportunities, right? And we need to be very intentional about which ones we take, or we might lose out. That's scarcity. Personally, being more abundant has served me, or having an abundant philosophy has served me tremendously. I wasn't always that way, But this illustration in terms of money really helped me turn the corner. Think about money in your hand, right? And if you're holding it with a fist, what does that feel like? And how easy is it to give away money or to help bless, serve somebody else? Now think about holding a stack of money in an open hand and feel what that hand, you know, experiences. It's a lot less stressed. It's not clenched, right? It's not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's an abundant philosophy, an abundant hand. Most people suffer from binary thinking that things are either white or black, right or wrong, that there's winners and there's losers. And this is flawed thinking because it's based on power, position, rather than principle. Why is it flawed? Sure, you can absolutely influence, motivate, and drive great results for, I would argue, a limited amount of time with power and position. But when you connect the idea of winning to principles that are yours and principles that your staff has in their core, then they really begin to demonstrate ownership and greatness occurs. Everybody can win. This is an abundant philosophy, and this is how great cultures and great leaders are built. Today's challenge is to think of a current challenge you're facing. Redraft the potential outcomes that you anticipate and focus on generating as many ideas as possible in the win-win column. Today's content comes from a one-on-one coaching call I had a few weeks ago. I'm not going to share the person's name, but she was explaining a situation. She's an AP at a pretty big elementary school in the southeast of the U.S. She is frustrated, really frustrated, because her principal seems to fly by the seat of her pants, is very impromptu, gets excited, oh look, a squirrel, and then says, we should build like a real big playground for the squirrels and let's have it up by tomorrow. This leaves my client really frustrated, and that's because she's a planner. Her DISC profile, and I give this to all my mastermind clients, her DISC profile is called a precisionist. Her dominant trait is a C, compliant. That means she loves precision. She loves details, planning, and thinking things through. Her greatest fear as a C is criticism. Her secondary style is S, steady. And S's thrive when the environment is predictable and routine. The S's greatest fear is a loss of security. So as her principal, when she thinks about these really cool ideas that she wants to implement tomorrow because she's so excited, but this seems to be coming out of nowhere, this is incongruent on how my client is built, who wants precision in details and planning and time to think things through. So today's challenge is quite easy to understand and difficult to implement, but use some type of personality assessment to understand your people. The DISC is a great way to do that. There's StrengthFinders 2.0. There are so many. I mean, I could do a show on that, right? How many there are. But it's important to realize, because as leaders, we are typically D's and I's in the DISC. And that makes up 14% of the entire U.S. population. But most of our staff are C's and S's, which make up 86% of our population. D's and I's are actives. C's and S's are passive. That's important to know, because how I want to communicate as a leader, as a strong I, that's different than how my C's and S's want to hear a message. They want to hear about precision, details, planning, and thinking things through, right? S's thrive in environments that are predictable and routine, which is quite a challenge for leaders who are change agents. These are important things to understand. And so I encourage you, the listener, to go out and really figure out, how am I going to get to know my people? And how am I going to serve them in a way that they want to hear? You can do a simple test too if you don't want to invest in the whole DISC profile. Think about this. Are your people more task-oriented? Those are D's and C's. Or are they people-oriented like me? And that's I's and S's. If they're more active, they're D's and I's. And if they're more passive, they're C's and S's. That's a quick way to establish who they are. And then you can think through a bit more on how you approach working with your staff. Did you know that most world-class athletes and peak performers visualize? This is something that I experienced as a high school athlete when I was a swimmer, and my coach had me visualize the sectional event. when I would jump into the water and how each stroke, how my arm would glide through the water, where the competition was against me. When I reached the end of the lane, how did I push off and do a flip turn right in the water to explode off the wall and make it towards the end of the lap? World-class athletes, peak performers, absolutely visualize. I've read it before in Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Besides my high school experience, I was reintroduced to visualization and really doubled down on it when I read The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. That way to approach your morning is an acronym, SAVERS, Silence, Affirmation, Visualization, Exercise, Reading, and Scribing, which is journaling. I think visualization for me is the most challenging part of The Miracle Morning. I've also experimented with an app on my iPhone called Primed Mind, which helps you walk through visualization, almost like a guided meditation. But it's different than meditation. It's not about centering. It's not about your breath and that sort of thing. Visualization is powerful because we want you, and people that engage in visualization want to experience something before actually experiencing it, right? So if you have a big presentation, if you have a big competition, if it's your wedding day, right? All these type of things. Think about what it will feel like. Think about all your senses. What will the experience be like if it was an ideal, if it was a success? A lot of my guests on the podcast at Better Leaders, Better Schools, I ask them, what would make this podcast a home run? Part of that is to prime the guests to think that this podcast will be a success. Part of it is to really quickly consider what are the outcomes that I want from this podcast. A part of it is a very quick visualization routine, thinking about this is what it will look like a couple months down the road when it's released and how I will measure its success. So do that. Today, this is your challenge. Schedule some time, close your eyes, download Primed Mind. Maybe that's a great way to do guided visualization. But think about something big you have coming up. And I want you to really feel it with all your senses and experience whatever it is you're facing and visualize yourself to be a success. Thanks for listening to the School Leadership Series. I want to invite you to listen next Monday for Real Success and the Meaning of Life. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, click subscribe. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, I invite you to tell a friend and leave a review wherever you're listening right now. Learn more and accelerate your leadership development at betterleadersbetterschools.com.